WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
8:00 News, I'm Brian Clark. Over 100,000 people have waited in line to file past the coffin of Pope Francis, paying their respects before that coffin is sealed tonight ahead of tomorrow's funeral. The mayor of Rome says over 200,000 people are expected in the city for the funeral. President Trump will be there, and departing the White House, he told reporters there are other events planned for his brief trip.
We're going to meet with a lot of the foreign leaders they want to meet. Trade deals are going very well.
China says that President Trump and President Xi have not spoken, even as President Trump says they have spoken numerous times. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index found that consumer confidence fell yet again in the month of April compared to March. The World Food Program says its food stocks in Gaza have run out because of Israel's 8-week blockade, and sentencing for George Santos, the former congressman who pled guilty to fraud and identity theft charges. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In a story we've been following, city officials are working on plans meant to keep bus drivers safe after a string of unrelated attacks over the last few months. At least 5 Metro Transit drivers have been assaulted so far this year. Now, the city attorney has unveiled a new proposed ordinance meant to add more punishments for people who attack Metro staff. Back in 2022, in response to reports of hostility toward poll workers, the Common Council added an ordinance that specifically outlaws assaulting poll workers and government employees. This new proposal would add Metro Transit drivers to that list. Until now, the minimum penalty was $300. It would be raised to $500 with a maximum penalty of $1,000. The ordinance would need the approval of the full Common Council. And as we've reported, they're putting together an interagency safety group that will examine policies, talk about potential changes, and offer new safety training. On top of that, they're making sure every bus has safety barriers for drivers. Meanwhile, it's the last day of Work Zone Awareness Week. Thousands of Wisconsinites have been hurt in work zone crashes across the state over the last 5 years. Melissa Kay reports.
The theme, drawing attention to safety for road construction workers, is Respect the Zone so we all get home. Work Zone Awareness Week is April 21st through the 25th. Counties and communities across the state are urging people to drive carefully and pay attention while driving through highway work zones. Over the past 5 years, more than 10,300 crashes in Wisconsin work zones caused 56 deaths and more than 3,600 injuries. Officials ask that everyone on the road eliminate distractions and be mindful of your speed. Respect the zone so we all get home.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers finally take a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the NFL Draft. The Packers used the 23rd pick overall to select a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, 6 foot even, 195 pounds, out of Texas.
You know, definitely a lot of emotions, man. It all go back to, you know, wanting to be drafted in the first round. And, you know, I knew it was an opportunity each team. You know, when the Packers came, you know, I had a feeling, like I said, that they was going to come get me. And, you know, once I got the call, I answered, and they told me they was picking me, man. So it was a lot of excitement.
GM Brian Gutekunst on the decision to finally take a wide receiver in the first round in 23 years.
Obviously, he's a very gifted athlete, gifted football player, but he's also just wired exactly how we want our guys in the locker room, and I think he's going to fit in really well.
The draft continues tonight. Baseball, the Brewers in St. Louis to open a 3-game weekend series. NBA playoffs, game 3 of the Bucks and the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Damp and dreary today with scattered showers ending late this afternoon and patchy fog. Winds are breezy out of the north, and they're keeping our high temperatures stuck to the low 50s. But with clearing clouds at night, we'll have a bright and beautiful day tomorrow with high temperatures flirting with 60.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And wow. He said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll continue to look at the NFL draft in Green Bay, some news of the day, and our old friend Peter Rapine with a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Pete Hegseth had a little makeup studio built at the Pentagon to get his face ready for TV interviews. He has strongly denied this. He called it a totally fake story. And a Defense Department official added that he said it makes no sense because Pete does his own makeup, which is more embarrassing. The defense secretary has a makeup room. The vice president wears eyeliner. And yet somehow this administration spends all day, every day complaining about trans women ruining sports. Am I right, Guillermo?
You're right, Jimmy. Yes, whatever you say, yes.
Thank you, Jimmy. Yeah. Oh, but speaking of love and makeup, Marsha says, gosh, Steph, I'm beginning to wonder if my mom is crushing on you. Every time she sees you on Free Speech TV, she remarks how pretty you are.
Oh.
Mom just says she sure is a pretty girl. Just thought you should know you're hot with the 90-year-old demo. Also, she has dementia. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, she probably thinks you're dating McDowell.
I will take it. Take it. Here they come. Speaking of fan mail, Bella just found out that Francis was Roxy on Hannah Montana.
Yep.
And completely lost her shizzle.
Yes, I was Roxy. Roxy like a puma.
It rocked my world.
That was I never show. Get tired of hearing her say it. That's why I make it happen whenever we're near anybody in the right age group.
And I just told John Fugelsang that I have yet again dragged Frangela into another comedy bit with me. But he did not tell Abby Phillip last night when he was on with Abby Phillip that you play a better Abby Phillip,
yeah.
Angela V. Shelton. And I and Frances Callier plays a better Jasmine Crockett than Jasmine Crockett, in my opinion, you know.
I mean, so, it's so much fun.
Yeah. So tomorrow
it's just
night.
Truth.
Can't wait to see it tomorrow night.
Yeah. Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Go to StephanieMiller.com. $20.
Yep.
26 cents. What the? Unbelievable. Oh, I saved this one for you, Francis, because as you know, is this when you lost your black card when you were a Walton's fan back in the...
Yeah. I think you were suspended when that...
I was suspended.
Okay. So.
Kurt reminded us, I just watched an Easter story from the first season of The Waltons. Mama had polio, and by Easter 1933, she was walking up Walton Mountain to the sunrise service. That's because Bobby Kennedy was not Director of Health and Human Services. Yeah. And she took the vaccine.
Not the polio. No.
But, you know, it's the walk up Walton Mountain.
Yeah.
You know, for the Easter
for sunrise service.
Were the Waltons like the white version of Good Times?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, They were like, the
kind of sad, kind of dusty, kind of brought anybody down who got near them.
It was just the times, Angela. It was the times.
It was the depression.
People off of the mountain seemed in much better condition.
You know what? And Frances is mountain folk and prairie folk. She also loved Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
So she doesn't discriminate. Yeah.
I did.
How old are you?
You're a weirdo. Okay. All right. Hey, we met a new, because by the way, I played Marjorie Taylor Greene in our bit. I specialize in playing crazy right-wing bitches, and there's a lot of them.
Well,
this is a new one we hadn't heard of, Frangela. Have you heard of Tennessee Republican Representative Diana Harshbarger? That's her actual name. She referred to Texas Democrat Al Green as boy this week. Just thought I'd bring her to your attention. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear on Black Next Click? Like, did you see us? Like,
okay. That's where we're starting.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to put that on my radar.
It's on my radar now. Look at you. Ticky-tacky on my radio.
All right. So we started the show by saying, I know it's bad for America, but watching Trump get traded back and forth between Putin and Z like a, you know, common prison bitch I just found highly entertaining. To get bitch slapped by two world leaders on the world stage just yesterday. Your thoughts?
Well, you know what it's like for me? It's like the girl who says, you know, I'm dating this guy and he doesn't want to claim her in public. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's Trump to me, right? Because he keeps on disclaiming, but we go together. We've been talking. He has my number. We talk. And they're like, I don't even know who that is.
That's new number. Who is?
Yes. Who is? Who calling? I just, you know, watching Trump, I'm like, this man really doesn't understand basic vocabulary. Like, it's not, you're not negotiating anything when what your position is Ukraine, you are now whatever Russia wants. That's not negotiating.
I mean, is that the most pathetic? Like, I don't know, what was a tweet, truth, whatever, ever? Just Vladimir, stop.
You said, wait a minute, when we were in science, you said by recess this would be over.
Right.
Hey, now, you promised.
We were doing White Lotus, right? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopper, no.
My lorazepam.
I can't at this time in my life be uncomfortable.
You play almost as good an overprivileged white lady as I do Stephanie Mills. Yeah. So let me just give you that prop right there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I've known many. I've studied them. I do have a master's.
Okay. Oh, pardon me. I'm sorry. By the way, somebody tweeted, it's pretty hilarious that people who live in Tornado Alley believed gutting FEMA would impact Californians only. Mm-hmm. It's the thing you guys always say, you know, like when you were aiming for a black person and you shot yourself by mistake. I mean, and guess what? The black lady wouldn't have blown up FEMA. You wouldn't have Arkansas begging for disaster relief, right?
That's what I'm saying. As yes. New Jersey has wildfires. You know, it's like, guys... Like, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And also, didn't I just read, like, yesterday that the California just surpassed Japan to be the fourth largest economy?
Yep, we did. And here's the other thing. China's bitch slapping was fantastic because we're used to him lying just every second of every day. But when he's like, hey, we're working on a deal with China, they're just like, nope, haven't even started. They haven't even talked to them yet. I mean,
not mislead the public. That was the biggest, like, twang on the back. That was the English on the backhand slap, okay?
Well, CNN just had a run. I think it was a 5-minute thing on all of Trump's lies just on inflation and economy. National average price for a gallon of regular gas, January 2025, $3.08. April 2025, $3.15. National average price for a dozen eggs, January 2025, $4.95. April, $6.23. I mean, these are easily checked facts. Right?
And he's just out here saying, oh, eggs have gone down by 87%.
Yes. He just makes up numbers.
Just making it up.
Yeah. Just makes up.
Just cooking books. Just cooking books.
I mean,
but like to people who are you went to the grocery store this week, America. I know it's a weird word to him, but we know what it is.
Yeah. I saved this tweet for them because I know you won't like it.
Well, oh, boy.
Jay said, well, why didn't I know about any of this stuff in November? Because you're stupid and you don't listen. Okay. It's actually very simple.
Well, also,
I mean, we should be happy about these poll numbers, but have you ever seen this in 3 months? People are like,
People did believe
it's worse. It's almost worse than Brexit.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I think it might be worse than Brexit.
I think so, too.
Because I don't think that this polling, like in watching, yes, is he underwater in every in every kind of category?
Everything.
Whatever question you put to people, yes. But when you ask them how they feel about him, I think people have tied their identity so closely to him that it's like, you know, nobody can do a Trump. Like if he weren't for some reason, like let's say he was in a El Salvador prison.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think that anybody else could carry out this plan.
Yeah.
I don't think J.D. Vance could ascend to the presidency and continue this takeover the same way.
Yeah.
I
mean, here's part of Gerard's tweet that makes me crazy. Harris, I'd like to give a $6,000 tax credit to families when they have a baby. Republicans. That's socialism. Trump, I'll pay you $5,000 to have a baby. Republicans. That's brilliant. I mean, that's part of it, right? It's just the tribalism in the country.
Yep. I mean, the Democrats could use a dose. You know, yeah. I'm not saying a full pill, but like a lick.
Yeah.
A half a lorazepam.
Just like a half a lorazepam. I know you've been taking them.
This one,
though. I'm going to have to drink myself to sleep today.
Okay, one last one. Jeff, the worst part of the U.S. demise to me is the sheer stupidity of it all. If it was a Lex Luthor, a super genius that toppled democracy, at least I can understand it. Instead, a plurality of the country was entranced with an obvious con man who couldn't think his way through a lunch order. I mean, where's the one person in the press room that goes, what the are you even talking about? You obviously have no idea what you're talking about on any subject.
I really did think, like, you look at Mission Impossible movies and James Bond movies, the evil people had to be highly intelligent.
Yes.
They didn't try to take over the world by just, like, saying stupid stuff and creating Bitcoin and T-shirts. Like, they had plans.
Mm-hmm. By the way, have you gotten your Trump 2028 merchandise yet? He's just going to say that's a joke now, too, right?
Yeah.
Every time he gets, okay. Trump is selling Trump 2028 merchandise. The fact that we even have to talk about this, like this is a possibility. Like, oh, okay, well, so he has floated the idea multiple times that he can run for a third term. He has hinted there's ways around it. On Thursday, Eric Trump, is that a good selling point? Posted a photo of himself wearing a Trump 2028 hat. I mean, that's the thing. It's just like, then he'll go, oh, that was a joke. It's not a joke.
No.
This man can't get through 100 days, and they're talking about it. Like, this is the thing. I think we really do have to get on the making sure 2026 happens.
Yeah.
Because I think that the plan is for it not to happen.
I just talked to Eric Swalwell about it this morning because I said, you know, are you concerned? I mean, I have to say, I guess we have to take heart from Wisconsin and, you know, hope that they can't try to fix everything everywhere. Like, I don't know what else to say about that. But, yeah, I have concerns, given, you know, the Doge stories and the Russian access to our data and blah, 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 right? Oh, this one, Canada Hates Trump, is my new favorite Twitter account. Oh, you might want to get Shut the Mountain ready.
All right.
Dear, this is their letter to Trump.
Okay.
Dear face, off. Keep off all the way off. In fact, take a detour and off into the sunset. Then when you think you've reached peak offery, turn around, retrace your steps, and off again. You, sincerely, Canada.
Okay.
Shut up, Donnie.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic.
I love that.
You're, you know,
So prolific.
You know, we did that to Canadians.
Yes, yeah,
they're the nicest people. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I know. Even for us to hate him with the heat of 1,000 Why Not Suns, it's amazing what he's accomplished in less than 100 days. I mean, the entire world hates us.
I mean, like, wow.
I'm wondering if we can get back any of these trade deals or alliances at this point. You know, because he's so erratic, and we're only 100 days in.
Yeah.
I think we'd have to really disappear this entire administration. Like, we'd have to see, the world would have to see us punish them for their law breaking really harshly.
Oh, yep. You know what? You are a big thinker. You are an idea person. Let's think about that for a minute. Maybe if we put all of them in El Salvadorian gulag, the world will be like, oh, okay.
They're America serious about it. Getting it together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing you can do at this point is like, or like send them all in on a SpaceX rocket that hasn't been tested. I don't know. Just something that shows the world that we're seriously sorry. You know, we are going to have to send gift baskets for sure.
Yeah.
To everyone.
And I'm talking every Easter, every Christmas.
Yeah.
Ones too.
If Katy Perry and Gayle King want to make amends, they can just take them up in a shaped rocket somewhere. Drop them off. Okay.
That's stupid.
Yeah, big ideas.
How you think you get to go someplace before Oprah?
That might have caused tension in their relationship. Okay.
I mean, no, Oprah was like, oh,
I'm not doing that stupid stuff.
Oprah ain't stupid.
She knew that looks tone deaf. I was like, hell. That,
no, that's rickety. I'm a billionaire. I got reasons to live.
I'm not going to be associated with this fool. He's evil. You know, I was like, Gayle. Your only qualification is she's your friend. Oh. Come on.
Oprah is actually one person who can boycott Amazon because she can buy anything.
She can buy the whole thing.
She's fine.
Right.
All right. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Yeah, yeah. What's up over there, gummy girl? What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, girl.
Big fan.
Tincture Todd over there, and I am I'm the relief stick girl.
You are.
After I over-exercise, as I do. Bonnie and Clyde, totally all about the CBD for pets on grooming day. I'm telling you, so chill, so Marley, so fantastic. Okay, CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after exercise. Don't forget that CBD for pets. Over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, any other health concern, you haven't found relief, make the change like we did for a limited time. Save 25% off your entire purchase at cbdistillery.com. The promo code is Stephanie, cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Documenting the apocalypse and making it sound fun. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, John Fugelsang here. You guys know what's happening to the country, and corporate media is not helping. But when the White House Correspondents' Dinner fires comedians, it's time we take back the mic and brutally mock them in the process. Join me and the Political Voices Network for Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner pay-per-view special on Saturday, April 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Not just another comedy show, it's a no-holds-barred takedown of media hypocrisy, political BS, and sanitized news with over a dozen fearless comics and influencers bringing truth with punchlines, including Hal Sparks, Alonzo Bowden, Trey Crowder, a.k.a. the Liberal Redneck, Glenn Kirshner, Allison Gill, Brooklyn Dad Defiant, Dino Vidala, JoJo from Jurors, TV's Frank Conniff, and many more with special guest Miss Elaine Boozler. Catch the Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner live on April 26th instead of that other thing, or stream it on demand for 2026, because that's a good number to think about. Go to www.meethook.live/not and get your ticket, because when they silence comedians, we get louder.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Paula Poundstone live in studio Monday right there along with Rude
That's
Pundit.
Right.
We are in the midst of the Fridays with the Frangela, though, which is just everybody's favorite. Okay, Trump is proposing a National Medal of Motherhood for women who have six or more children. You know who else did
Whoa.
That? You know who else did that?
I don't know.
Hitler.
Oh, Hitler. What?
Hitler. Yeah, the Nazis.
Yeah.
The Nazis did that. Yep.
Whoa, that's...
You all get that they mean white children, right? They mean we need to have more white babies.
Yeah, because you know what? We wouldn't have these fears of not having workers 30 years from now if we did what? Allowed immigration?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't want that kind of immigration. They don't want brown babies to be born.
And it shows, once again, they know nothing about women.
Right.
Or like they were saying after, someone was saying after taxes, that's like $2,500. You know what it costs to even have a baby? You know,
yes.
Let alone
they
take
don't.
Care of a baby for, you know, the people think women are, anyway. Yeah, by the way, Rasheed said, know how baby boomers had a baby boom without a $5,000 bribe? The top marginal tax rate during the baby boomer generation was 77% to 91%.
Yep.
Right now, under Trump's tax scam, it's 37%. Keep your weak $5,000, tax billionaires what they should be taxed, and pay workers a living wage. Baby problem solved. I mean, you know, kids like Bella's age, how are you going to afford to have a kid?
You can't.
Right?
You can't.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, for us, we would have loved to have had three kids. We couldn't afford to have three kids.
Were you, be honest, were you shooting for the Waltons? Is that what you were? Is that your role model? Little meets Little House on the Prairie? Just kids running?
You know,
willy-nilly?
To work that farm on the west side of Chicago.
I know. Totally.
Okay, let's go to Bob in Illinois real quick. Hey, Bob.
Hi there. I thought you might like to know that today
is World Penguin Day.
It is.
Oh, wow. Are they having a protest over being tariffed?
If they're up in Greenland, I don't know.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, happy World Penguin, everybody. Yeah. Those who celebrate.
Well,
all right.
Yeah, got to put on a tuxedo to celebrate.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Random things. 29 minutes after the hour, more Fridays with Frangela, Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Trump administration's 2026 budget plan that's currently under consideration would include drastic cuts to weather and climate research. It could impact weather forecasting all around the world and the forecasts you get right here at home from local meteorologists. The administration's plan would eliminate NOAA's Oceanic and Atmospheric Research Office and its 10 research labs and 16 affiliated cooperative institutes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. Also, NOAA funding for universities will plummet. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health.
Meanwhile, a Madison mainstay is closing. George's Flowers on Park Street will shut their doors for good in a few weeks, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. George and Nia Choles opened the business in 1984. They were married nearly 70 years. George died last year, the day after his 100th birthday. Then, Nia died just hours after her husband's funeral. Two of their kids have been running the business for the last 15 years or so, but now they're ready to retire. They told the State Journal they didn't want to sell the business, and they definitely didn't want to sell the name. They'll only be open a couple more weeks, and eventually they'll sell the building. They'll serve people through the Mother's Day rush, and their last day will be May 10th. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Damp and dreary today with scattered showers ending late this afternoon and patchy fog. Winds are breezy out of the north, and they're keeping our high temperatures stuck to the low 50s. But with clearing clouds at night, we'll have a bright and beautiful day tomorrow with high temperatures flirting with 60. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Civic Media.
It's not an option. It's
so proud.
proud to be here with you all. This isn't about Democrats versus Republicans. It's about the people versus the problem. Donald Trump is the problem. Elon Musk is the problem. And if you're here and you voted for Trump in the past, my message is simple. I'm sorry you were lied to, but welcome to the team. Welcome to the team.
See?
Yeah.
He welcomes people.
Oh, I welcome.
And you kick them out.
Frangela, you and I welcome the idiots that voted for Trump, don't we? We welcome every single moron that shows up and says they were wrong. Sorry.
I mean, okay. Yeah, they can get to the back.
They can. They can wait in the parking lot. And maybe if there's a chicken wing left or something.
So we've been having this whole conversation. We had Eric Swalwell on today. You know, we do have a lot of great young voices coming up in the Democratic Party. We were talking about Durbin and Schakowsky retiring. Chuck Schumer, probably. Just saying. But I just love this was Covey said, see, the difference is that Pete Buttigieg went on a right-wing podcast to passionately promote and defend his viewpoints and push back when necessary, while Gavin Newsom invites right-wing podcasters on his show to agree with them. That's the difference. I mean, that's why I love what Pete Buttigieg is doing, because he goes to places like Fox News and these right-wing podcasts, but he makes the case for Democrats, not beat up on Democrats like Gavin Newsom's been doing, right?
Exactly. You know, the point, Gavin, is not to show Republicans that you're more like them for votes. What you're supposed to do is come out and express your values.
Yes.
Now, if these are your values, we've been voting for the wrong guy.
Absolutely.
Right.
You've been lying.
Mm-hmm. We have,
because I would not have voted for that person.
Right. And by the way, what we were saying, I think people, they get like finger to the wind politicians that go, oh, I need to move to the center, or this poll says this, so I'm going to do that. Our case, it could not be better. This is just one barometer. Weekly jobless claims rose 6,000 to 222,000, up from 216,000 reported last week. I mean, every single indicator, every single, this, what is going on with liberal rag, the Wall Street Journal?
Right?
They said Trump is finally listening to reality as he caves on his tariff agenda and backs off his threats to fire Jerome Powell at the Fed. They write, the MAGA media echo chamber that praised Mr. Trump's tariffs as strategic genius looks foolish. Another harsh reality is that China called Trump's bluff, and he seems to have won this round. Chinese president retaliated in tit-for-tat fashion and pushed all of his anti-U.S. economic and diplomatic levers. He has cut off U.S. access to crucial rare earth minerals, stopped the delivery of Boeing jets, looked elsewhere for food and natural gas imports, unleashed regulators against American companies. He also warned other nations not to make deals with the U.S. that didn't include China. With even U.S. allies facing Mr. Trump's tariff assault, Beijing's threat has resonated in a way it never previously did. U.S. diplomatic sway is ebbing. I mean, he has destroyed us on the world stage and in the world economy. And, and these are people on Fox News saying this and on the Wall Street Journal, right?
Yeah, and this is what is amazing. Mega donors are out there saying the guy from Citadel is sitting there going, he's destroying the brand of America.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
But for me, I don't want to hear that, mega donor. What you gonna do about it?
Thank you.
And it's just, he's caving on every front. This one, Andy says, only in MAGAville could a candidate promise to end the Ukraine-Russia war on day one and then 83 days later blame his failure on the invaded country's refusal to surrender. I mean, you know, he's been reduced to begging Putin, who, by the way, bitch-slapped him in record time, launched a strike right after Trump tweeted that, right?
Absolutely, because nobody can respect him. And this is the thing I have to say, though, that like, okay, so he seems to have fallen backwards, right? He seems to be reversing course on these things now, but we all know tomorrow is another day.
Yeah.
And you can't count on anything he does. It's the volatility. It's the chaos. Mm-hmm. And that for the Wall Street Journal, I'm like, that's today, boo. Tomorrow he could be like, I'm putting a 5,000%, I'm putting an 11 billion tariff on the world.
Right.
That's what the problem is. There's you can't even count on that.
Right. I love our friend Dave Foley. Remember who randomly joined us on stage at New York Sex
Symbol?
Yeah.
I know.
You're like, hey, that's what? A kid and all. He just said, make America America again.
Yeah.
Please. I mean, that's what, you know, the world is hoping for. But like I keep saying for Angela, I'm not sure, Angela, to your point about the volatility, whether we can repair this. Because he's still president. This lunatic
right.
that the whole world is laughing at.
And what he feels his mandate is from his base is to come inside the government like a herd of rats and eat the stuffing out. Pull out the wiring, pull mm-hmm. out everything, just chew through it, make it inoperable, and that's them doing their job. That's what they think that's their job to do in government.
Yeah. I missed, I don't know if you missed the scene in the Oval Office this week. He had wounded soldiers in the Oval Office, and he said, so you guys got hit, huh? Pretty good. You got hit. Amazing.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand how not only one person voted for him, but how the whole, like, oh, yes, veterans prefer him. I mean, how many things does he have to do to veterans?
I'm just saying, you know, right now I think America is like a really bad episode of Hoarders, right? Like, they walk in there, and the first time people are looking at it, they're like, each room gets a little spookier, a little worse. There's no place, you know, you got these little pathways. It's dangerous. And you think, what are they going to do? But then 3-4 days of 24-hour labor from all of us, and you see the house again. Like, that's right. That's what I'm trying to say to myself, is that any problem, I do really believe, any problem that we create, we can solve.
Yeah.
But it is going to mean everybody got to get in there with garbage bags, and we cannot be afraid to throw these people out.
Didn't Obama used to say that? Just shut up and grab a mop. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the incompetence, it goes through every single, to comedic agrees. Andy Borowitz said, I for one am amazed that Steve Witkoff, Trump's golf buddy with zero diplomatic experience, could not bring peace to Ukraine. Malcolm Nance was talking to us about this guy. I mean, this other Wall Street Journal story, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth went off on acting chairman, joint chairman of the chiefs of staff amid the search for a leaker at the Pentagon. Apparently there was shouting, there was yelling, there was just, it's loud noises. At the Pentagon. Hegseth was rattled after word got out that they were going to brief Elon Musk on China. He has, like, obviously several factories there. Hegseth erupted at Admiral Christopher Grady, who was then acting chief. He said, I'll hook you up to a pink polygraph. He reportedly threatened others with a polygraph. Just, I mean, it keeps being described as just chaos, leaking.
Yep.
Listen, Stephanie, listen, America, I don't know what y'all want from Pete, okay?
Yeah.
He can't get his wake up in the morning, okay, and before he goes out, and he's unable, I mean, he gave up drinking for the job, y'all. He's unstable.
Yeah.
You know, I know where the leaks are coming from, and I can just tell Pete right now. They're coming from hair and makeup, because when you're on set, it's always hair and makeup that are talking.
They're chatty. They're chatty.
Always. Angela, you're so right.
It's hair and makeup, Pete. Go to hair and makeup and in the Pentagon. And tell them to
somebody,
just hush up.
Somebody, I don't know if you watched his Fox interview, but someone said he always sounds like he's arguing with the bouncer. And Frangel and I have shut down a few bars after Sexy Liberals, and okay. We know them. For like, the meet and greet doesn't even over till midnight. We need a drink. We've had that conversation, haven't we?
I'm going to tell you something. You are a grand master at getting people to serve us drinks once they're supposedly closed.
And then all of a sudden, there's like 20 of us.
That's right. But I'm like, listen, we have our public to think of. Our meet and greet went till midnight. We have needs now.
All right.
All right. One last.
Like a Zen master. It's amazing.
One last one from Rashid. He said, I remember a reminder of the MAGA politicians mocking Democrats for visiting wrongly detained immigrants for their crime of free speech are the same MAGA politicians who visited only duly convicted white supremacist insurrectionists for their actual crime of trying to overthrow the government. I mean, oh, my God, that's such a great point. Right?
Yeah. They're total hypocrites and they're awful.
Mm-hmm.
They're pure evil.
They're pure evil. Like in that movie with Denzel
crying that one tear.
That one tear, yep.
You guys can confirm that I pester you with texts all week long because I can't just wait till Friday. But I sent you, there's a Daily Show bit where they remove all the people of color from all the famous movies.
Oh, that's great. Yes.
And Angela just texted back, I hate these Nazis.
They're just ridiculous.
Seth in L.A., you're on with Frangela. Hi, Seth.
Hey, hi, everybody. You know what this nut reminds me of? Do you remember the Match Game?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes. Do you remember all the dumb Donald questions?
Yep.
Gene Rayburn would say, dumb Donald was so dumb.
How dumb was he?
Right. And then it would be like, he was so dumb, he put a tariff on blank. But you can't even say penguins because that's already real. I mean, we're just living in this never-ending game show.
Yeah.
Dumb Donald questions.
I know. It is true. It is an endless game of Match Game. give me Rachel Maddow yesterday. Here we go.
Not positive on the big picture for President Trump. Well, what about the other president? Do you approve of the job Elon Musk is doing working with DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency? Fox News poll respondents say no, resoundingly, by a 17-point margin. Do you approve of the way Donald Trump is handling the economy? No, by an 18-point margin.
Wow.
So one thing she said, Frangela, because I know it gets depressing, but I got to say, I talked to Glenn Kirshner earlier. We've had, I don't even know, just the last couple of days, we've had so many court wins, it's hard to keep track of them. And Rachel was saying the mainstream media is obviously starting to report on these massive protests that are happening pretty much every weekend. And so I don't know whether it's chicken or the egg. She said they're paying attention now because they realize Trump is getting less and less popular with each passing day. So I guess they're catching up with the people, but okay. She said, I don't know if mainstream media is catching up now to what's been going on in the streets. I don't know if it's a big advance for that movement against Trump or not, but it's at least worth noting that it's starting to happen. I would say we're seeing more protests even in red states and Republican areas of blue or purple states. And she said, I think the dominant narrative in the country is becoming not just that disastrous behavior by Trump, but also the country saying no to him and resisting him more and more and more all the time. And that's not just a vibe or a feeling. It's a granular thing that's happening with these protests that we're seeing all over the country over and over again. And thank you. Whatever gets the mainstream media to start telling the truth, right? I mean, like I was saying, CNN had to do a 5-minute fact check on him the other day. But I am feeling momentum. Are you guys? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And what I feel like what we're seeing is people are realizing, oh, it's just the man behind the curtain in Oz. Okay, it's just a guy. It's
right.
Just a guy who actually doesn't have any more information than I got.
Right.
Okay.
And you see, from Putin to Z to all of us, when to Harvard, when you say no, he blinks.
That's right.
When you stand up to him, he's a giant C.
And yeah.
Yeah. So
that's all you have to do is walk your walk. That's all you have to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and this sort of weird, I really do want the Democrats to follow the Eric Swalwells, to follow,
you don't have to go to the White House or Mar-a-Lago, Joe and Mika and Bill Maher. And now Bill Maher's whining about Larry David's brilliant, piece about it. It's just people are responding to people that are not bending the knee. I don't. So the new, by the way, MSNBC lineup is starting May 5th. So Jen Psaki taking over right for Rachel Maddow the night she's not there. Then we have the new show with Michael Steele and Simone Sanders and Alicia Menendez. Sorry.
Yep.
Yes.
It's just still in my craw, the Joe and Mika. I just wish would make that change. And it would be different if they would acknowledge. I mean, someone was like, well, Steph, they've still been as hard on Trump as they were. Well, yeah, but acknowledge your error, rather than lecturing your audience about how it's just, these crazy people online that don't like the idea that you went to kiss the ring, right?
No, well, what I don't understand is the only reason that he can be considered somehow middle of the road or belonging to MSNBC is because the right has become the far right. That they've pulled, and the idea that he can go, I don't know whether it's him, Gretchen Whitmer, you cannot walk into that office or that room without being tainted.
Right.
It is
without being
there
used.
There is no compromise with these people. There is no hands across the aisle.
Right.
And when you do it, I question your principles.
Right.
Yes,
you're a useful idiot.
You have capitulated just by walking in.
You're a useful idiot to just go, oh, see, he's not that bad. Oh, in person, he's blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's just, you know, that's why Larry David's piece was so brilliant. It's like, don't normalize this monster.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, so.
And be honest about what you're doing. You're scared. You want to make sure you play both sides of the fence as much as you can because you have no actual core.
Right. And also, I will die mad about Joy Reid. But that's another story for another.
Yeah. Oh, I can tell you about the rating slump that Jen Psaki about to feel. Oh, girl.
I have things to do on those nights. I'm sorry.
I just got suddenly busy.
All right, I like Jen Psaki, so we part ways on that one. But anyway, because I don't want there to be no liberal network, you know, so that's, anyway, but I hear you. You know how you fight back? You know how you fight back on that? You go to the Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Because can they cancel comedy? No.
Nope.
Can they cancel free speech? No. They can fire the comedian. They can fire Amber Ruffin. Is that her name? Yeah, but they can't stop us. We got a cast of thousands tomorrow night. Go to StephanieMiller.com.
Cast of 20.
20's a lot.
Okay.
50 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments. Fridays with Frangela on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The political rectal exam.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, now more than ever, people want to do business with companies that share their values. We've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon progressive values. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, deals on new phones. But more importantly, every month, Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, the ACLU, and the Abortion Care Network. These nonprofits need all the help they can get right now. As you know, switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to CredoMobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. Once again, that's CredoMobile.com. Use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. One more time, that's CredoMobile.com. CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
WMDX is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WMDXradio.com, for details.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
Stephanie Miller.
I am your neighbor. Lend me some sugar.
Are you going to shake it like a Polaroid picture?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll stop. Ooh, I'm dizzy. Fridays with Frangela. Frangela, does this story not sum up everything about MAGA and the Trump era? Trump pardons politician who paid for plastic surgery with funds for slain police officer. Trump has pardoned a Nevada Republican politician who was awaiting sentencing on federal charges that she used money meant for a statue honoring a slain police officer for personal costs, including plastic surgery.
Yep.
Michelle Fiore.
Okay.
Found guilty in October, 6 counts of federal wire fraud, among other. Okay. She, the loyal Trump supporter, expressed gratitude to the president while accusing the U.S. government and select media outlets of a broad, decades-long conspiracy to target and dismantle her life because, you know, white people victims.
Uh-huh.
Okay. She raised more than $70,000 for the statue of a Las Vegas police officer who was fatally shot in 2014 in the line of duty, instead spent some of it on cosmetic surgery, rent, and her daughter's wedding. She does not have a law degree. She was appointed as a judge
in
Deep Red County shortly after she lost her campaign for state treasurer. She said she plans to go back to the bench, so she's going to go back to judging.
Right.
She gained national attention for her support of Cliven Bundy and his family. Remember the rancher guy with the... Is that the MAGA story of it's the most MAGA story ever.
Meritocracy.
Yes.
Yep.
That's all it is. These people are just better.
They just better. You know,
They're
get rid of
better.
That DEI, please.
Here's some wow, happy clappy news. Study warns the U.S. can face millions of measles cases.
Right.
Over the next 25 years, as vaccination rates for the disease drop 10%, no change in the current vaccination rate will result in hundreds of thousands of measles cases over the same period. Our country is at a tipping point for measles to once again become a common household disease, said a Stanford physician. At current state-level vaccination rates, the model predicts measles could become entrenched, resulting in hundreds of thousands of cases where deaths are commonplace and hospitalizations are happening all the time.
That sounds great.
You know, you're not supposed to invite the vampire inside. Okay?
I mean, look how hard-headed is America? We got to learn these lessons over and over again.
According to Donald Trump, the biggest threat to democracy? Harvard. He said Harvard's anti-Semitic far-left institution, threat to democracy. Okay. Okay. These are.
He can't spell anti.
Nope.
I can't with them. Like they're trying to pretend like they're some sort of activists to stop anti-Semitism is one of the more cynical and ridiculous scams they are trying to pull.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
if I were Jewish, I'd be offended.
Yeah.
And I need that community to come out and say, you know what? Don't use us as a cudgel for your political aims. For authoritarianism. Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah, well, absolutely. All right, we are excited. Hey, America, did we mention tomorrow night is not the White House Correspondents' Dinner, starring Frangela and a cast of thousands, billions?
And most of Hollywood.
Most of Hollywood. Because, right, they can't kill comedy. It's where we take our power back. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we talk with former Maryland governor and former Social Security Secretary Martin O'Malley, and we debunk some of the biggest whoppers of lies being told about Social Security. And yes, Donald Trump is trying to break the system.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The FBI has arrested a judge in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. On social media, FBI Director Kash Patel said that Judge Hannah Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from an undocumented immigrant they sought to arrest. It's a sharp escalation in President Trump's immigration crackdown, but Americans have concerns over another key area.
And as President Trump approaches 100 days in office, a new AP poll shows only 37% of Americans approve of how he's handling the economy, a key factor in his election victory. And the same number, just 37%, approve of how he's handling trade negotiations.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. The president says he's spoken with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, even as Chinese officials say there have not been any talks. The president now en route to Rome for Pope Francis's funeral. The mayor of Rome says more than 200,000 people are expected tomorrow. This is ABC News.